Good morning and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Family Life. Your host, Salima Muhammad and Dr. Nadia Muhammad. Dr. Muhammad will join us in the next few weeks. This program is sponsored by New Africa Excellent, Laurent Speaks. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I greet the listening audience and the peace of assalamu alaikum. Happy New Year to all. As we begin a new year, we begin our series. And today we are honored with the guest from Washington, D.C., Imam Lyndon Amin Bilal. Brother Imam Lyndon Amin Bilal is a U.S. Air Force veteran who served in the military from 1980 to 1993. Originally born and raised in Gary, Indiana, currently residing in Washington, D.C. since 1988. He served as a special assistant to Imam Khaled M. Sharif, resident Imam and president at Masjid Muhammad, the nation's mosque, Washington, D.C. Presently, he is the national commander of the Muslim American Veterans Association, also known as MAVA, which began in 1997 as post number one in Washington, D.C., and now has several posts around the country. Brother Mann is a founding member of the Muslim Military Members, MMM, organization which facilitated getting the first Muslim chaplains officially sworn into the U.S. military in 1993. For the past 4 years, he has been responsible for writing a very popular weekly article in the Muslim Journal newspaper called MAVA Speaks. In 1992, he hosted a historic luncheon in honor of Imam Wahdin Muhammad at the Pentagon, a day before Imam Muhammad became the first Muslim to open the Senate in prayer. Additionally, the great boxing legend Muhammad Ali, also in 1992,
Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on Blog Talk Radio, 7 o'clock p.m. On the behalf of New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad speaks. I'm so honored, and it gives me great privilege to be able to speak to you all out there in Radio Land and try to say something to the right. For we as believers, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should always say something to the right. Communication is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And you should be able to speak to those who don't know and those who know and have forgot, because our recollection can leave us. On the behalf of New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, who brings you these broadcasts every week, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. If you want to get any of the presenters and you'd like to hear the tape on your given time, then you should go to Blog Talk Radio, insert New Africa Excellent, Murad Speaks, and you can hear us. We did a research, and we found out we only been on the air a little over a month and a few days, and we got over 300 and some odd people visiting us. That's good. That's excellent, matter of fact. For we're trying to get the kinks out, and we're trying to come to you live. And we have some excellent brothers and sisters that represents not only the taxi of Imam Warasdin Muhammad, because El Islam should be recited properly. We should know the difference from several different names that is utilized in America, but it's not mentioned in the Holy Quran. Around the world, there are certain names that's mentioned that we should just drop or get away from it and stick to the pattern which Allah has created us all to be, and that's obedient to Him. And when you're reading the Holy Quran, keep in mind that's God talking to you. There's no man can take credit for the Holy Quran. For the Holy Quran allows you to see God as if you can see Him. But no, you can't see Him, but He surely can see you. And tonight we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He would give me the proper words to enlighten you and to bring you to reality. And on this broadcast, not only tonight, but everything comes under the banner of New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Marat Present. It's the reality of what life is all about. And we are not going to lose the tafsir of Imam Warasdin Muhammad. For he had been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the insight of the Holy Quran and put the connection together. And so we choose men and women that have that ability. But I don't want you under any circumstances to think that this is just an El Islam broadcast, El Islam religion. Yes, and we will always mention El Islam, but we're not going to disrespect Christianity or Judaism. For those are the religions that our brothers and sisters have to accept. Nor are we going to disrespect any other religion that you may accept it. That's your prerogative, and you have that freedom. I didn't give it to you. Allah gave it to you. The Lord of all the worlds gave you that ability to make that choice. One of the reasons that Satan does not like us, before he doesn't like us, because of why? You have been given a gift, you and I, as the crown of creation. And he doesn't take that lightly, that Satan hasn't reached this level of the intellectual mind that's obedient to Allah. For he believes he's serving God by trying to trick you and deceive you. Oh, yes, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, who used to say, in the final day of judgment, you're going to say, the devil made me do it. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, no. The devil is going to say, I called you, and you simply came. You have that choice. You have the ability to accept right. You got the ability to accept wrong. For wrong, Allah permits you. He didn't will it. He permitted you to choose wrong. And you can be successful. Look, Bernie Murdoch. Successful. And he was successful on a major, major level. So that's a good example for all those who have not tapped into the billions of dollars. So you can imagine those who made hundreds of millions. Those who made millions. Those who made hundreds of thousands. And did it the wrong way. Well, you look at them as being successful. It's called temporary heaven for permanent hell. He got 150 years. He didn't mind because he thought he was going to die in a year or two or three. I wouldn't be shocked and amazed if he lived to be 100. He'll be sitting behind that wall and wish he had not did it. Now, I know that some of y'all go and rob banks. Some of you stick up the dope dealer. Some of you rob the jury. Merchant. merchants. Some of you robbed the individual. Well, today, they're beating up old women, young women, taking their pocketbook. Oh, you're a thief. You're a thug. And you're going to pay in this world and in the hereafter. You got away. Success. A man shot his wife or girlfriend, stabbed his own child and two more children, and thought he's going to get away. Oh, he got caught, and he's going to pay in this world. But all of the emotions are getting high. And that's something else we're going to touch about, this thing about getting high. But he was murderer. He was a murderer. He literally killed babies. He had no, he was cold-blooded, calculated. That ain't his nature. But he chose to bring that gin out of him. But when you get to that level, you're a devil. And he's going to pay. Because no one told him that he will pay. That's why he got high. That's why he's out of his mind. But he probably don't even give a damn. But Bernie Murdoch, he lived in holes you probably will ever, never, ever see, more or less live in. He was on a major level for his family. Oh, did he have a powerful name. That Jew was everything any Jewish person wanted to be. But he was a con artist. He took his ability and his diabolical mind and he chose to do what? To rob his own people. Oh, he couldn't rob you because you was broke. So you was safe being broke. But look at that diabolical mind. Now he has to pay. And now his family wants to drop the name and go into hiding. They so ashamed. Crime does not pay, brothers and sisters. And Allah, subhanahu Allah, says, you, human, I have created you to deal with that situation. You don't have to come to me. For Allah says, did you rob the human being of the knowledge of God? Did you stick them up without a gun? Took their money in the name of the Lord? Did you rob them of their mind? Did you rob them of the knowledge of the spirit, of the soul of the human being? Oh, you didn't tell them. I ask you a question. Do you believe the punishment of a man giving you 150 years and putting you behind the wall is more deadly or serious than the wrath you're going to catch from God? Because that's what he's interested in. He's interested in your debt that you owe. And I want to thank Imam Bilal, Saladin Bilal, on Monday that broke down Fatiha and went into the seven levels of Fatiha. And did an excellent job because it was Imam Waladin Muhammad that sent him the way to college and learned the Arabic. He never knew that he would be on the rail talking to you for 1 hour. And he kind of hesitated in doing so. Not that he didn't want to. Pondering in his mind as he qualified. I recognize a diamond in the rough. Just so happened, this diamond is the human heart. The man has an excellent heart. And I know I've been telling you that my twins was more than just a security man. Matter of fact, I said it to the world. They secure my virtual. They make sure I don't go wrong. They make sure I do a right thing on the level that I was running on. That I can't fall victim to Satan's tricks. So they've been studying. And you heard Eli Obey. He too did an excellent job because he don't tell you anything but the words of the tafsir of Imam Warwick Dean Muhammad. So if you got a problem with him presenting, then you got a problem with Imam Waters Dean Muhammad. Because he don't talk to you about nothing else. I like that, brother. You know why I like that? Because Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you ask him a question about something that Allah didn't tell him about, he wouldn't even answer you. He would just look at you. He didn't tell him how he felt. Told you what Allah says in that Holy Quran. So Fatiha was recited by the Rasuli. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recited the words of God that you read in the Holy Quran. And a year later, he gave you Baqarah. In his 23rd year, he gave you Hanas. All of that was from who? From Allah. There ain't no cut on it. So if you got a problem with the Holy Quran, you got a problem with God himself. Now you don't think God is consistent that he gave it to his brother Muhammad and we will never be a prophet to anyone. But the type is in us. That's our brother. So we can tell you how we see tomorrow and next week and next year. And we have to wait for the signs of Allah to tell you anymore. So we are consistent in our type, meaning is in our nature. So Imam Waruddin Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. I'm a student of Imam Waruddin Muhammad. And Allah has blessed him to give us the connection of the Holy Quran. So Elijah begins to read to you, he's reading the Tafsir of Imam Waruddin Muhammad. Oh, do you need that? Some of your imams should listen. Because if you would tell them where you got it from, and the understanding of these surahs, which we call the juice of the Quran, you got it from Imam Waruddin Muhammad. This is New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC. And so on Monday, you will hear Imam Eliwa Bey, you will hear Saladin Bilal. We call them both imams because when you're giving you, or anyone, when you're giving anybody the juice of the Quran, you're now the imam. A leader of truth. Now you may call them when they're not speaking like that and you'll find their hands in the toilet bowl. I remember Imam Waruddin Muhammad said that. Don't make me no leader over top of you all. I'm just your little brother. I bleed like you, talk like you, walk like you. I make mistakes like all of you. So I'm saying the same thing. The difference in men that's obedient to Allah, when we make mistakes, we beg Allah for forgiveness. That's the only difference. One make mistakes and continue. The one who's obedient, he slips, he asks Allah and beg him for forgiveness. He's most merciful and most beneficent. Rahman Rahim, the two mercies. On Tuesday, this is my show. I don't really know what I'm going to talk about, but things come to me. Things I see. I observe very well. You think I just talk? No, I observe very well. I come through the first experience and never, ever ask for a post. Lieutenant tells me to do something. Yes, sir. Go on the roof. Yes, sir. Take the garbage out. Yes, sir. Stand outside in the cold. Yes, sir. Go and protect Minister James. Yes, sir. I followed orders. I walked my post in a perfect manner, keeping always on alert. And I stood at all office stand in that case. And I quit my post only with proper release. Didn't say a word. I grew up with my mother. Never talked back. Yes, ma'am. You do this, boy. You hear me? Yes, ma'am. never talked back at my mother. My oldest brother, I sat there and listened to him, told me I was the Asiatic black man. I was powerful. Then I had to listen to Malcolm. I never taught back. Minister James never taught back. Jeremiah Muslim Shabazz, I never taught back. Minister Louis Farrakhan, one of the most dynamic ministers we had, came to us after Malcolm was assassinated. No one knew who would take over the East Coast. The East Coast, I felt, was the most powerful supporters behind the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They loved us in Chicago. We walk into Chicago, they say, Nork is in the house. Oh, we prove who we are. Live with vibrant men. Every morning I'm listening. Roll with someone individually. Didn't say a word. Was taught many things. Other men came in my life. You can ask them. I didn't talk back. I listened. Travel with Muhammad Ali. Now, how in the world are you going to talk when Muhammad Ali's talking? You can't talk. You cannot talk, brother, when Muhammad Ali is talking. Because when Muhammad Ali says, this is it, this is what he wants to do, that's it. That's it. You can bet your dollar you ain't going nowhere. If you think you could out-talk Muhammad Ali. So I listened all my life. Go be a lieutenant in Paterson, New Jersey, under Pasha. May Allah be pleased with him. Grant him paradise. Oh, he was all man. So I'm going to make you a lieutenant. The minister, Robert, said he was too flamboyant. He wear gaiters and pastel suits and dark glasses. I don't want him being a lieutenant. But the captain, Pasha, said he's going to be the undercover lieutenant. Undercover, never been done in the history of the Islamic world under the leadership of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I carry out my duties. Call me into Elizabeth. And Captain Joseph, who's known as Yusuf today, I served under him. But both Patterson and Elizabeth, I got them the number because I was a fisherman. I took my orders. When I built my corporation, I had four brothers, all outstanding. Abdullah was the president. I took my orders. I love to be amongst people who want something out of life. My wife was educated, older than I, but I listened. She made everybody think I was the boss. Oh, I handled the finance because I knew how to go get that. But finance ain't everything. You got to know how to be a husband. You got to know how to love your wife. And she used to say, who know better than I teach you how to make me feel? So all my life, I looked up to those who had the ability to give me knowledge. But then when I became a boxing promoter, no longer needed to travel with Muhammad Ali and seeing the world, I said, I can do this. And I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me to be what? An icon. Yes. So I can be able to walk in or talk on this radio and tell you that I don't have to be here. I'm gifted with knowing how to communicate with the universe. There's not a country that my name or my likeness didn't go in. And I ain't had set foot in those countries. But they know Malad Muhammad because I came through them with the modern technology called what? TV. Oh, did I come into your country? Live, not delayed, live in Brazil, live in Mexico, live in Tokyo, live in England and in Russia. Live I came in, meaning you can't make a mistake because you ain't coming back. By my brother Jews, I was asked a question. Why do you refer to a gentleman as a Jew? It's the same way they refer to us as a Muslim. We got a problem with that? I don't. I'm quite sure they appreciate it if they love Judaism. You call them a Jew. But it identifies that I'm dealing with a mind that even Hitler wanted to get rid of because of their ability to know how with a few to dominate. Remember, they had the word of God. Yeah, he put them in the oven, but he didn't take their culture and he didn't take their language. He didn't take their religion. And nor did he take their God away from them. And that's why they're powerful today. Don't call me no fool, because mama said association bring about what? Liberation. So I associate with the people that want something out of the world. And they are called Jews. I'm talking down on them. I love my Jewish brothers. Now, there are some Jews that you don't want to deal with. They believe that they're the Lord of Israel. Where Christians go, because they think that's the Lord of Israel, the Jew I deal with. They don't believe in no hereafter. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't believe in Christianity. They don't even believe in Satan, brothers and sisters. And to them, ain't no devil. They believe this is it. And they are the persecutors. They give out the punishment. Cold-blooded, calculated. Allah has blessed me to deal with men that didn't want to associate with that. But that's in all religions. What about Christianity? Remember, the Jews created Christianity. But what about Christianity? You're telling me they created a major religion with a diseased heart? No! That's how they saw life. When they realized the Jews was at a standstill, they created Christianity. But then some diabolical mind came in and said, wow, let's trick them and con them. You ain't conning the Jews. Are you out your mind? You're not going to con the ones who believe in one God. The Unitarians, they refer to. They still believe God is one. They still believe that Jesus is a prophet. For all you that say you in Islam thinking that all the Christians goes for the Trinity, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. No, it got nothing to do with those Christians. Them Christians from day one believe in one God. They don't like you to tell that, Unitarians. They don't want you to know that. But on this radio show, I will introduce it to you. There's a lovely Islamic sister today came from Christianity. She pretty much just accepted Islam. She's a Muslim all her life. She realized that now. With her permission, I'd like to bring her back on so she can introduce to you about what goes on in the religions. Oh, you got pimps that's selling religion, robbing the people. Where's your tithe? They riding Bentleys and fast cars. Not one, not too many of them. They got airplanes, of course. 700 million. Now, would a Trump need his own jet for 700 million? Where is he going? He got to take his family with him, he says. Well, you got to be out of your mind to go for that. But because that is in your religion, that makes you a bad guy or a bad person because you chose Christianity? Well, that ain't what Allah says. If you're obedient to God and you serve him as you believe you are serving him properly, and you believe that in the hereafter, in Islam, you saved. It's not the act, there's the intentions. And, oh, I could tell you some stories about Islam. They call it Islam. And I think they should continue to call it Islam so you know the difference. Because Islam is how they see how Islam should be. But it ain't what God wants. So it's called Islam. And those who's in Islam, and it says as Islam, the obedient ones. We ain't perfect. It's like the Jews ain't perfect. The Christians not perfect. Ain't a man on this planet perfect. Because if you was perfect, Allah would remove you and replace you with someone that will sin. Oh, you're going to make mistakes. You're human. But you're going to get up. You're going to get off that ground. Are you afraid to take a chance to be more than what you are today? Well, you got some in Islam that's complacent. There's no way you can learn this religion and be complacent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ain't complacent. We are finding and discovering things every day, every second there's something else happening or something growing. You can't find the ending of the wisdom of Allah. It continues to evolve. That's why you don't die, because you can't get it all in this world. Live to be 5,000, you still will not get it all. So you got to go to the next level, man. But you got to come through this trial and error in this world to get there. And these are some of the things that you should bring to your attention, because if in fact you understood that, you would not do the things you're doing. Inshallah, Imam says, but first, I want to try to please you all with the understanding that God loves every last one of us, but his wrath can be much devastating. So we down here, so let's use that, we down here on earth, there's a prayer that the Christians use, let it be on earth that which is in heaven. That's true. You don't see the stars and the moons running into each other. Everything is in harmony. Well, it ain't like that down here on earth. So we would like for it, what's up in heaven should be here on earth. Because where? We come from heaven. But brothers and sisters, tonight, inshallah, I want to try to bring you paradise while you live. Inshallah. Make the commitment and then say, inshallah. Let's get in the habit of doing that. You say, my sister, I'm going to help you. But you say, inshallah, because you can't do it if Allah don't allow you to. But make the commitment. Oh, sister, I'm going to help you. Inshallah. You may have said, you don't understand it, but that's a fake out. But make the commitment and say, if it pleases God, you will get the blessing that you're entitled to. But all we are doing is fulfilling which God has written in the womb of your mother. Your destiny has already been written, brothers and sisters. I like to use this scenario. There was three men. And the question was asked to the first man, how long would you like to live? He said, I would like to live for 500 years. How much money do you want? I want millions. I said, okay. So the angel asked the second one, how long would you like to live? He said, I like to live to be 600 years old. And I like to have millions. He said, okay, you got it. And what about you, young man? He said, I want to live as long as God will me to live. And I want to be able to have as much as Allah sees fit that I need to have. He said, okay. And so the first one, he died. And when he died, the other one, the second one said, my God, I'm glad I didn't ask for that. But then the third one dies. And he was just a normal guy. He said, I'm glad I didn't ask for that. But when 599 years came, he was grieving. Why? He knows when he's going to die. So he suffered worse. But yet, he got billions. But he's suffering because why? He would die. So here comes someone and said, I'll give you my health. You will? Yeah, but I want all that money you got. He gives it up. Because he realized his life was greater than the money. So it ain't money. It's not how long we're going to live here. It's if you're going to leave here being obedient to your Lord. Whether you die at 20, 30, or live to be 300 years old. If you then give back to Allah and what you put into this world, and you ain't going to make it. So I'll try to explain to all of you about to God. Yes, it's a debt to God in the sense of the word because you can't pay him back with money. But he will reward you if you treat your brother right. He will reward you if you come together as a community. He will reward you if you do for the masses of the people because of the gift of knowledge that God has given you. That's the payback of the debt. It's to one another. Because when it's over, it's over. What have you done, human? I gave you this knowledge, Reverend. What have you done, Rabbi? I gave you this knowledge. What you done, Imam? What have you done? You owe a debt to God. And you didn't use it properly with all that ability that I've given you to learn the Holy Quran. My brother, you think you're going to escape. Because you didn't come together as a community. What Allah wants us to do is to come together as one ummah. And it's Allah. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the things that should unite us. I want to talk about economics. I want to talk about the things we say out of our mouth. I want to talk about when people think that you're abusing one another. Why, if you're hysterical, you shouldn't say that. And they get more hysterical. Please don't holler like that. And they get more hysterical. You got to smack the hell out of them and shock them into reality. And come to their senses. Now, you don't have to shock them physically. Sometimes words can shake a joker up and immediately and let them know you mean business. But you didn't put your hands on them. But you let them know that the repercussion is going to be severe. And I think you need to think twice before you carry out that diabolical act. We're going to be successful, inshallah. We say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessings of the immortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, which followed that salute and that translation of that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the prophet as mentioned in the Bible, which we sometimes refer to as the Injil. As is given to us in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam wa rasulihi kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salaka Allah wa deen. These are the words that Imam Warsni Muhammad has taught us. That if you don't want your spirit or your nature to come to alive, don't use those words. For those words are the words that the soul is pleasing with. Those are the words of the spirit is pleasing with those words. Keep in mind, brothers and sisters, you come from heaven. And in heaven, you was the gardening of the garden. For your mother and your father, when we say Adam, we mean Eve. Don't you misconstrue that we leave Eve out. Eve is important. But Eve is so merciful that she don't need her name mentioned. When you say Adam, Eve is happy with that. Why? How could you say that? You wasn't back then. How do you know that? Because, see, that big head, that's Adam. Boy, Adam got a big head. But Adam slipped sometimes. Why? Because Adam didn't listen to the heart. When you draw a heart, you think of what? The female. You don't see her. You see that big head, but you don't see that heart. But yet that head cannot function if that blood from the heart ain't pumping to the brain. Cut it off, you got a problem. You can live because the heart will keep you alive, but your brain damaged. You're dead mentally. That's the heart. Head takes all the credit. Can't function without the heart. See how Allah is so merciful that Eve is right there. One soul. So we use these as a metaphor to show you how important the female is. So the female don't need you to recognize her. But once you give up, then you're down and out. You're in the gutter. You wouldn't listen to your heart. So now the body craves for property. The body craves for not having any money. The body craves for being lazy. Oh, you're down there eating out the garbage. Doctor, lawyer, engineer, imam, minister, where are you? In the gutter. When you give up on God, he gives up on you, but he don't stop the heart. That's the mercy. He don't stop Eve, but she can't talk to you no more. But now you're returning back. You come off of drugs. You come off to being a procrastinator. You come off don't want nothing out of life. Body say, oh, he's back. And so you come to El Islam, Imam said, you come with your head upright. Get off that ground. Allah don't want you to crawl to him. You got to come upright. Stand up on your own two feet. While you were down there with the animal, your animal, you took on the nature of the animal. That thrust reduced it to you. You're down there crawling with the animal. You're a dog. You're a rat. Yeah, you down there. But the head decide he's going to stand upright. Can no animal stand upright? And if they try, they make him do it for a few seconds. But man stands upright. So now you're standing upright. And you're ready to serve your Lord. But you got to hear the Adam. The Adam got to come in your ears for your spirit. I know you're down and out. You're tired. Some of you use the phrase, I'm down, I got a down time, but not that spirit. So Allah said, Allah, Rahma, Allah, Rahma. Oh, did that spirit stand up? And your nature wants you now to come to prayer. And you make your intention, Allahu Akbar. But then you got to bend over, brothers and sisters. And that's the point I'm trying to tell you. Your heart, even with the mind, you Adam and Eve now. Half of your religion is complete. Half of your rock eye is complete. You can't go in the rock-hard position till the heart is even with the head. Allah said, now Adam and Eve done came together. And you stand upright. Allah hears your prayers before you say it. You feel good about yourself. And you go down to Sajjah prayer. You say, oh my God, Eve is over top of Adam. Adam's head is on the rug, and the heart is above it. Come on, darling, follow me. I know what you say, you big head fool. Why should I follow you? Because he's saying, I will never question God, but you will. The heart don't get out of her nature. You gets out of your nature. Let me tell you what it says in Baccarat. Where do you get that from? How do you know God said that? Because you didn't read it. Heart doesn't question God's words. So now you come to the heart. And you say, Eve, can you go tell Adam that I said such and such? No. I don't tell my other half what he ought to do. You go to him. Oh, isn't she so beautiful? She respects you now. Because you now you're in your right state of mind. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. That you're now in tune with your heart. All of this is the tashir of Imam Walasi Muhammad letting you know that creation by God is not just something to walk around with clothing on and cover your head and your face and your arms and so forth and so on. I'm not here to beat no one up. But you got to operate in this world, brothers and sisters. You can wear those garments, but when you go down and collect that welfare check, they don't want to see no bunch of clothes. They want to see you who you say you are. Yes, it comes off now. Why? Because you got that money. And you can't say, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I can't talk to another man. You're going to have to get me a female. It's okay, we'll get one, but we have to schedule that. Come back in 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, that garment come off. The kiyama comes off. Because in your mind, that's what you are. You're a part of the ritual. Your whole loyalty is in rituals and not in the obedience of God that gave you common sense. So you let some man come along and he tells you everything but the right thing. And that's why. That's why the women come into America and realize that the way you raise them outside this country, something wrong with that. There's no democracy. So they don't want you to go to the masjid. Who told you that? No, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying to you, you got children home, and you have to take care of the home, and the children need you, can't afford to bring all of us there. Yes, you stay home. You get your barakah with your husband. But what happens when all the children are grown? You want to stay home? You can't come to the masjid? Well, not here in America. In America, you are free. But the man is so trained to dominate. You should say to him, don't you know you came from my womb, man? That I could have flushed you down the toilet? You didn't have to come out of there. And now I get mistreated? Oh, I know you ain't come from my womb. We came from your mother's womb. Well, how did her husband treat her? It's all the same, but it's not El Islam. The woman's not supposed to be mistreated and put in the background. You got women, Islamic women, in El Islam that is ruler over the countries. They don't publicize it. You got women in El Islam don't wear the qiyam. And when she was questioned, Mr. President, she said, my husband gave me permission. We don't understand what Al-Islam is all about. And because we don't, we are stuck in slavery. And then they're looking at us. We go into a meeting with 60 imams around the country. And the imam got upset because things that people brings to our community is always a ripoff. Doesn't mean that you brought it and it's a ripoff. But if a brother knocks on the door and you open the door because he says, assalamu alaikum, and stick a gun to your head, and 2 years later it happens again and again, now you're going to say, who are you? I want to see some identification. Well, this one is your right brother, but you can't trust anybody. You've been stuck up 2 times. So you ain't going for it for the third time. So the brother asked a question. To me, you got what you say you have. And as I opened up this telecast, I said to you all, I asked Allah to make me an icon so I can send you to my reference. Because I didn't make no money with either one of you. None of y'all came to my affairs. But I'm known all around the world through a vehicle called communication. Come and say you want to represent millions and it's for yourself. I ain't interested. I'm sorry. I'm not interested. I'm a community. Now tell me how my community can get out of poverty. You got all ears. Can you fool a Muslim, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said? Not nowadays. You can't fool us. You can fool some of them that's greed, some of them that has a bad agenda. You can't fool me. So I get ridiculed because I tell you who's who. I get rewards for telling you that he's a pimp and care nothing about him. Pray that it will wake him up because he can't pimp no more because you don't woke up with to him. But if he want to stay out there, stay out there. Allah is most merciful when you come back. But if you want to stay out there, that's your trust. That's what you want to do. So, yes, I call it like I see it. You either is or you're not. Because right now, everybody being tricked. You don't think Satan is tricking you? The jinn is in all of us. But get it straight. The jinn has no shame. He going to show himself. Donald Trump, that's the jinn. You should be thankful that he is telling you, but a whole lot of jinns are there. Quiet. Subtle. Won't let you know they are jinn. And you don't like Donald Trump. You should applaud him for being who he represents. I don't fear Donald Trump. I don't fear no man that talk about he don't want what's right. Touch Allah's human beings. That's what's wrong with the world today. And we caught hell for everybody. Whether they in Islam, whether they in Christianity, whether they in Judaism. We catch hell. There's men in this country that's worth billions that say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There are men in this world have loaned Donald Trump billions of dollars that say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There are men in this country, when Donald got in trouble, Donald Trump got in trouble with the casinos, they bailed him out. That's a fact. Here we try to build a house to worship. They don't give us one nickel. Here we try to put halal where you can walk to get it. They don't give us a nickel. Here we want to create jobs, but they won't give us a nickel. But they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Why? Because what you fail to realize that every foreigner comes in this country, there's a rule. You can capitalize, but you don't break two rules. One is you don't rob and steal here, because if you do, you're going to pay. And you don't help my niggas. Oh, it might sound like it ain't real, but have they helped us? Because it is taught to them, leave my niggas alone. And don't let you become successful. Put you in a bind and say, get that money to your community and we'll cut you off. Oh, they don't want to be cut off. Sammy Davis Jr. said that. He said, I could do a lot, but if I do, they'll kick me off the air. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. They don't want you to have no legacy. They don't want you to get up. But I don't blame them. Because if I build businesses and I build wealth, you give it to your family. And you give it to your family's neighbors and their friends and their cousins. Just so it happens, they ain't got no more jobs for you. But white folks work. Why don't you create your own jobs? That's what New Africa Enterprise and New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC is going to do. Now, let me tell you something. This is all real. This is no fabrication. Because they thought I fabricate when I said I'm going to take over the whole state of New Jersey. And Allah, permission, allowed me to do just that. Then I got tired of New Jersey. I said, I'm going to go to New York and shock them. And Allah blessed me to do that. I got so bold, I went all the way to Mississippi, where they castrated us and hung us and raped our mothers. I became successful. I went to Nevada and took over Nevada. Barack Muhammad dominated from the biggest arena, the MGM Grand, the Caesars Palace, Black Arena, 22,000, sold out. I don't sing, nor I dance. I don't play no instrument. I don't play no sports. Use my ingenuity ability. And I said, I'll go out the country. Took over Puerto Rico. Went to Venezuela. Took over Venezuela. Went to Panama. Took over Panama. Went to China. China. You know, it was two long trips, South Africa and China. Went to South Africa. So then I went home to the African continents where we came from and mastered that. Now I'm here in our country, land of opportunity, the home of the braves, democracy, and can't get us to do anything collectively. Oh, Allah, it's all about the money, you broken individual, complacent that you believe that you should die broke. But that's not in the Holy Quran. Allah said he gave us his whole creation. Well, what part you miss? His whole creation. So all I'm asking is we should come together as a community. And we should shut all this down. So I'm trying to get a building. I want this building bad. I dream about it. And my Jewish brother, yeah, Jew. I say a Jew because most of y'all don't like Jews. So I want to let you know, my sister, when they call you Muslim, that same sister I like to bring on this air, they call her Muslim. Oh, no. Don't call me Muslim. I've been listening to Moran on the radio, but I'm no Muslim. So she calls me, and she says, Moran, I felt bad. I said, well, thank God. That was your nature talking. I said, what do you mean? I said, every human being is a Muslim. The trees is a Muslim. The land is a Muslim. The water is the Muslim. The air you breathe is a Muslim. The sun is a Muslim. The stars are the Muslim. The animals are Muslim. The birds are Muslim. The bees are Muslim. She said, what do you mean? I said, one who submits to the will of God. I believe if she knew how to say it, she would have said, "Allahu Akbar, Pastor, I'm a Muslim." Just like we need to learn these words, brothers and sisters, we got to get out of the mindset that we don't say that our Jew is a Muslim and our Christian is a Muslim. Our brothers and sisters in atheism is a Muslim. In Buddhism is a Muslim. They're Muslim by their nature. Book of the Word has nothing to do with religion. Religion is over top of the word Muslim. Christianity was given to you by God. But your Muslim nature, sorry, take that back. See how we can make mistakes? Oh, Allah, forgive me. Christianity was given to you by man. Your nature was given to you by God. Judaism was given to you by man. Your nature was given to you by God. And yes, brothers and sisters, Islam was given to us by God, but listen to his words. I did not say it. God says, is it religion you want, man? Is that what you want? Well, I'm going to give you religion, and I'm going to name it Islam. I'm going to perfect it to be perfect for you. So if you want religion, say you're an Islam. But that's religion. But the nature of the human being is what? Muslim. And what do it represent, Islam? Peace. Bother you? But you can see at night. Did the moon light up the sky? But you can see. The sun, does it not come out religiously? Do it disturb you? Rain, hail, snow, it goes up religiously. The air you breathe. The sacrifice of animals that you eat. The seeds you put in the ground. The earth is a Muslim. What part you didn't see? But who's teaching it? So the unintelligent don't want to be a part of a Muslim. Yes, Donald Trump is a Muslim. But their intellectual mind, Allah didn't give them to him, than that Islam is his religion. So he said, you're free. Choose whatever you like to choose, brothers and sisters. You have that right. But I chose Islam. And if you read the whole of the Quran, it's only one religion that was given to us by God, and can nobody touch it. It's like you cannot touch the Holy Quran. Not physically. If your heart ain't right, you'll never see what I'm saying to you. Your heart must be right. You can't just pick it up. It ain't a suit of clothing. You wear it when you want it, take it off when you want it. And so this radio show is supposed to introduce to you what is Islam. It's a shame. It's a disgrace to the human beings in America that cannot teach Islam. And you know what really bothers me? That when they come and get us, brothers and sisters, they go get a foreigner. People say, why do you call them immigrants? Why do you call them foreigners? So you can know. For the unintelligent out there, they don't know nothing about immigrants. They know foreigners. You listen to most of the seniors, they say these foreigners coming in here and taking over. Well, Allah brought him in here. He is so merciful, brothers and sisters. You don't have to get on a plane and fly to Pakistan. Go right there in the area where all those Pakistanis. You can eat their food. You can see their culture. You can see the way they dress. Go to Chinatown and you'll see China. You may not ever get there. You want to see the brothers from Turkey? Go in the area. It's in your area. Just go by and see how they cook their food. Tinos. They all cut up. The Mexicans got their style, Latino. You from Spain, you got their style, Latino. Puerto Rico got their style, Latino. Argentina got their style, Latino. Go see how they eat in the African country that comes over here. Go where Stella got her groove on. And see how the umbrellas over there is built and tall. Yeah, Stella got her groove on and end up with a shock of her life. But the point I'm saying to you, Allah didn't bring them here just so you can visit their culture. They're here for a purpose, but they don't know what the purpose is. One ummah. And that's what I'm advocating. I won't hear nothing else. Follow the Uswa Muhammad, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will be successful. We're looking for someone to give us a hand now. Well, inshallah, I got a piece of property going to shock everybody. But I'm telling you right now, we need $50 million to get it. And we need another $200 million to build it. And we're going to build our own city within a city with no crime, hospitals. How could you say you got all this intelligence, we don't even own our own hospital? But yet you got a Jewish hospital, you got crosses over everywhere, a Christian hospital. But where is the Islam hospital? All our doctors, there's got to be, with no exaggeration, 1 million doctors. Put the lawyers and the engineers, 1 million doctors and engineers. Put the entrepreneurs together, 2 million. Put all the brothers from the country and the Islamic brothers in America, 15 million. But yet we broke. Allah ain't letting you be successful because you won't come together. You will not come together. Now how do we get this piece of property? Well, we need $100 from you. 1 million of us got $100. That's $100 million. Oh, we got 2 million out of 20. That's $200 million. How about three? That's $300 million. The average car costs you $300 a month. So you decide to take one down low so you can give $100 a month. So we got $300 million in one day, multiply that once a week for 4 weeks. That's $1,200 million. $1,200 million. Now do it for a year. Oh, we billing ass nobody for anything. We got our own banks. Yes, under the government. We're our bank. We got our own credit cards. I just heard from a sister that they say that Bloomingdale's wanted to change over that you got to take American Express cards. She don't like it, and rightfully so, because she traveled this world. She ain't gone for just anything. She don't know how gifted she is. But can you imagine that all of us know that this is happening? So what do you do? 1 million of us go to Bloomingdale's out of 15 million. So I'm asking all y'all on March the 1st, give Bloomingdale's back their card. And tell American Express, we don't want that deal. You're going to charge us for your card and make us come in. We don't want it. Oh, what? Card you gonna get? It's gonna be our card. It's backed by $10 billion that we got in the bank. New Africa. Oh, all of a sudden it became popular. Because you know what we want? We ain't going to charge you a monthly fee. 2%. There ain't no money. Multiply that by 3 million people a year. 2%. That's all we want. 2%. You see what you do collectively? Y'all like automobiles? Well, we got designers. There's men amongst us can design an automobile. As long as they can bring the standards, so let's build our automobile. New Africa, excellent. Doesn't have to be New Africa. It could be just New Africa. All of us got a piece of it. So you ain't going to buy your own automobiles? Ride just as good, look just as good, because, wow, one of us created it. So everybody coming to us because our automobile, for $3,000, you got your brand new automobile, brothers and sisters. But the value of it is $25,000. Look at the equity you got in there already. We just changed all America. They can't stop us because that's what they want, enterprise. Create jobs. And we ain't being president, but we're going to go get those people that don't have a job that's making $22,000 a year. Come with us. We start you off with $50,000 a year and all benefits. Oh, ain't no more poverty here. Listen, my brother, you got two angels on your shoulder. Why are you killing that man? You going to pay. And you won't get them all, but 80% of them going to turn their life around like Malcolm. Some of the most deadly men in this country that accepted Al-Islam. And they say, we can't teach them. Oh, you can. You can. The whole prison system can shut down right now. They want to put us in the prison? Shut it down. The march? Just go in their library. Leave them damn waste alone. Do your exercise in the jail. But don't bother with them. And tell them you ain't eating that food. You want halal food in every institution. You just became wealthy overnight. You want bean pies? You want it in every institution. You want the Holy Quran? Got to be in every institution. Oh, they don't want that kind of united, solid. Then you're going to have Caucasian because in the prison they accepting their Islam. Why? It's their nature. And then you want to hurt the clergymen? We ain't trying to, but pay us email now one nickel. Teach them for free. Take that money and give it to the needy. That money you giving us, put it in the victim program. We imams don't need your money. There's not an imam in this state don't make $250,000 a year. We billionaires. That's enough. But you won't come together. Because everybody that's over top of you has never done anything. Just check their background. Go run a check. Never done nothing. Oh, they had a mere family, sent their kids to school, and works every day. That's not a leader of a community. Part you messed up on. I told those imams, you here to talk about how we open a bank and they're getting ready to throw you out the country? Donald Trump get in, you gone, man. Tell us your story walking. Back to Syria, back to Turkey, back to Pakistan, back to Israel, Egypt. You got to go. They can't kick the African American. We earned to be here. But you got to go. Now let's see how you make it over there. Half the countries are gone. They done blew it up. They're gone. I'm telling you. We can shock this country. That's Murad Muhammad. Don't make me little with your little pea brain. Nah, I ain't interested. And yes, I'm talking about it because you got the people hoodwinked. Nah, I take that back because you only got 50 people in your masjid. So I take it back. I'm talking about the people that left you. They're on the radios listening. And that's why we're coming. Because they are all messed up. And I've been using words. I don't like to use that word that having this war in the, some parts of the world. I don't like to dignify them, but I call them radicals. But Imam Vernon M. Fareed, another brother very strong under the tutors of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, quiet, walks softly but carries a big stick. He went in the Muslim Journal. That's why you all should buy a Muslim Journal. You should start right there. You don't have $2, brothers and sisters, or are you jealous? You jealous you won't pay $2 for your Muslim Journal? And you would know these things. I don't care if you get it just to read the Tafsir Imam Waruddin Muhammad, but at least that she's putting something in there and then you want to ridicule. Because you're still slaves. You don't know you're a slave, but you're a slave. If you are not living on the level you should live in this world, you ain't doing something right as a community. Because the community is supposed to make way for you. Inshallah, that's what I'm going to do, make a statement. And I believe in my heart, just where Allah gave me the world, coming from one parent, four siblings, a former FOI, coming out of the first experience of the Imam Waruddin Muhammad, and went to the world. To the world. You hear my name, just look it up. But Vernon went out and said, you got Orthodox Muslims. There's no such term in the Holy Quran. I don't know why we use these terms. Shiites, Muslim. Orthodox Islam. Sunnis, Muslim. But moderation, Muslim, he's a just Muslim. But all these other terms when it comes to radical Islam, he would like for us to drop those kind of names. So I'm going to drop it. It's Allah. I only use the word radical. And if I do, I would never put Islam to it because that's what Satan wants us to do. His interest is to divide the Muslims, and he is, through all these very different phrases. Imam Waruddin Muhammad tried to bring us back to the Holy Quran. Can't find Ramadan Kareem in the Holy Quran. It's Ramadan Mubarak. Blessed Ramadan. Common sense, we was taught, greet your brothers and sisters equal or better. Well, what better can you get with Mubarak? Ramadan Mubarak. Blessed. You can't get no higher. So Ramadan Mubarak to you. Ramadan Mubarak to you. Don't give me Kareem. We make these different sayings that hurts us in Christianity. Imam Vernon talked about the star and the crescent that we all love. But today is a similar war. The Christians use the cross as that type of symbol. When they go to war, they put the cross up. When you go to war, you put up the star and the crescent. Well, that's not Islam. We ain't trying to dominate anything. So he asked us to be consistent. Because you got people saying today, Assalamu alaikum. They ain't say that before. Assalamu alaikum. You don't find Assalamu alaikum in the Holy Quran. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. We should understand these things, and he's right. These are the kind of men that I want on my station. So you can hear things like that. He used the phrase that there's not enough room for me to tell you more. Well, I'm going to give him some room. I'm going to give him an hour. Don't cost him nothing. You got Donnell Kareem, one of the finest we got. You can hear him every Thursday evening, 7 to 8, East Coast time, 6 to 7 Central Time. Dynamic childhood friend of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. He can talk about that for the next year. Everybody loves Donnell Kareem. Very humble. And wish I could bring his wife to speak to you all. I'm looking for some very young sisters that have the ability. Our youth know what to say. We're going to get them. We're going to be versatile. I got a few Christians in mind. I already asked one. She's thinking about him. Because he's truth. And you should know about the truth of Christianity. She can tell you some good things and some things that will shock you. That you don't know that's happening right up under you. These are things that's necessary. But I got a sister that looks out for me. I love her. I don't even know what she looked like. Beautiful mind. Strong. Talk strong, too. If you weak, don't talk to her. But she do give compliments to the brothers here in Newark. And he said, y'all real men. So ain't no coward in me. Tell me what I want to hear. But she's beneficent. She let me get away with certain things. And she said, but what you say is what's needed. And she builds me up, telling me I'm like Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. She don't listen to nobody else. So she gives me all these lovely sisters that got PhD because she's an educator. And they like the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that went with Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. They strong believers, powerful believers. And so every time she sees a sister that's capable, she said, call them. But she gave me Booker T. Washington, grandson. He is dynamic. Imam Musa, Muslim, Abuwi. And if you hear him talk, you don't know who he is. The way he speaks, he got the history. But he came through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Honorable Elijah Muhammad told him one after him would give him his true name. Because he asked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for his name. Never knew he would be with Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. And that's who named him. A lot of people know him as Marshall Abuwi. And Abuwi is African. And I see why he's a handsome guy, but if you look at him, you can't tell whether he's black or white. But the name Abuwi brings you into perspective that he's one of us. That's where my daddy used to tear up the bars. They told me, you call him a white man. You know, you can't call an Indian a white man or you're going to catch hell. But it's necessary for us to be in touch with who we are and where we literally come from. But once you get past all of that, brothers and sisters, Allah wants us to be what he created us to be. Our father is Adam. He was no African. He was no African American. He was no Asian. He was no Latino. He was no Jew or Christian. And there was no religion back then. Didn't have to. They was on the right pattern. But what was he? He was an upright human being. So men like Bilal, upright human being. A man like Elihu Bey, upright human being. A man like Donnell Kareem, upright human being. A man like Abuwi, upright human being. Then you got our lovely sisters who brought me a doctor. You all know her, Amira Razia. She kills me because she'll go in there and do things and say, brother, this is not what I do. But I'm going to do what I have to do, but that's not me. I said, well, you know what we have to do. Yep, I'm going to hold the fort now until you get someone that's an expert. I love my sisters. And she took over, and you will hear her on Sunday. From 7 to 8. East Coast time. And then we got a wife, a mother that's been around since Imam Warith Deen Muhammad. She never came through the first experience, but she come to Ellis Farm through Imam Warith Deen Muhammad. And Jabba, I don't know him. Allah be pleased with Imam Jabba from Elizabeth, because his family are just outstanding in their characters. Well, she is too. He was a mentor. She wore the Qiyam in all her views. She made it to TV. She had her own station. She never did radio, but I asked her to come and do radio. And we're getting the technician together. But this is my vehicle. When I say mine, everybody a part of New Africa. Excellent. Enterprise, LLC. You on, I don't care how many mistakes you make, my sister, with the technical, professional. Doesn't make you technical inclined, but we'll get it right. You see what happened when it's ours? Then you wonder why you get fired on the job, but old Ginsburg don't get fired. Old Goldberg, he doesn't get fired. You get fired. Because their brothers own it. What the hell you own? So you got to go. Make room for someone else. But she'll have it right. Because she's outstanding. She's a beautiful sister. And her husband, who is very modest, I won't mention his name, but Camilla Tajuddin, is a professional, and I thank her for being on Sunday. We'll get it right, my sister. And so we got Dr. Abdullah Majid, Imam Abdullah Majid. He's Imam first, a doctor. Kareem Hassan for Connecticut. He agreed. He agreed. And we'll have him on before you know it. And we got two outstanding Islamic sisters and two outstanding Christian women. We want to dominate with our females because we love to be and prove to society that we love our females. Steve Harvey had on three young ladies, and it was interesting because these three ladies, let's look at it. One lady had a master's degree, and she came back to her city, I don't want to tell you the city, and she fell in love with the mayor. He was married. And she helped him to become everything she wanted him to become. So they wanted to take down the mayor. So they brought in this beautiful, gorgeous master's degree female, and they wanted her to turn state evidence. Well, she chose not to. So she lied on the stand. That's perjury. When you perjure, you got to go to jail. Caught them both in a lie. And you, when you perjure, you got to do at least a year. She did 3 months. But that was devastating to her. But what made it, she's a gorgeous woman if you see her on TV. Anybody would want her. Her husband came on national TV and said, I'm here because you tricked me. you told me that I was coming to see my children. I'm sitting here on the stand with Steve Harvey. Not that I would like to meet Steve, but I didn't know I was going to meet him like this. She said, well, I got something to tell you. Thank you for being a man to be there for me. Thank you for just holding on and helping me through the 3 months and taking care of the children while I was away. And they hugged, men and women. And they made up on national TV. Allah says he's most merciful, all forgiving. And that young man, that was his nature to forgive his wife that decide to play a game out in the streets. Master degree. See how Satan take you now? Another beautiful, gorgeous young woman. She had it all going on. She put the company together with Puppy, the rapper. She had her dream come true. Oh, it was everything one can live for. Her husband helped her to get in that position. Then the group broke up. And then she hit rock bottom. Had a fight with her husband over all of this. And the husband got stabbed. She said she don't know what happened. Her eye was black and blue. They showed the picture. She had a cut over it. She said she fell and hit her face on the coffee table and knocked her out. So she don't know how that man got stabbed. And they couldn't get her for that because all hearsay. But she did 3 months. But she has two mothers. One gave her to the stepmother. Stepmother was on there because she said, this woman been my life since I was young, always told me I could make it, I can do it. When I made it, she was there. When I went down, she was there. Took my children in. And I'm home and I'm saying to you, Mama, I love you. And caused both of them cry on the stage. And last but not least, there was a young lady, attractive young lady. She had her own beauty parlor. And she decided to make extra money. What she would do is shoot women in their butt, the lodge in the butt. And she was making a lot of money. So Steve Harvey says, well, how do you charge shooting in the butt? Is the butt as big as this table? How about this coffee table? How about this sofa? The more the butt, the more money. And she said, well, all joking aside, because I did 2 years. He said, no, you shoot them according to their money. If you got $800, you get a shot. He said, well, if you got $5,000, your butt get bigger? He said, yeah, but you don't shoot it all at one time. You might shoot it this week, wait 2 weeks, shoot it again. And how she got caught out of all those years. She'd been doing it for years, 12 years. But what happened is one got ill. She gave him too much, and it backfired, and she went to jail. And she had a sister that was like her sister, stuck with her, took her children in, and with her right now today. Well, these are the three reasons when Bilal was trying to tell you Allah's second mercy. The first mercy is the mortal human being coming out of the womb. And the second mercy is the intellectual mind that you develop. But his mercy, he's the Lord of all the worlds. He's a system of all knowledge. And what he is saying just been manifest. That they chose to do wrong, and Allah forgave them. So his mercy goes for those who did wrong and repent. Adam slipped. He didn't curse the world. He slipped. But he repented. And Allah accepts those who come to him and beg him for forgiveness. So whatever you're doing out there, sisters and brothers, You got to come back to the nature in which God has created you. And these stories, when I see it, I say, how could you run around here and be by yourself? It's not intelligent. It is not intelligent, brothers and sisters. A question was asked to me, telling me, Marad, that Allah frowns upon a woman that decides not to be married, or because she lost her husband, she don't go get another husband? That's an excellent question. But let's look at it. Allah says, obey your husband. Well, you can't obey your husband if you don't have one. Let's look at when Jesus went to the river. He saw a woman sitting by the river. She had five husbands. That's what Jesus said. She had five husbands until she took on the sixth one. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, bathe yourself in the river five times. Here it go again. Five. And you will be pure. So what is this five? And what is this husband Allah asks you to obey? And why is Allah saying that you took on a sixth husband through his messengers? Your husband is your five senses. It ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't got nothing to do with man. It's got something to do with your five senses. And so Jesus said you took on a sixth husband. Where's the sixth husband? What you telling me now? Do I have to have a husband? That's the sixth husband. I can be by myself. That's the sixth husband. I could be a nun like the nuns. That's the sixth husband. I don't need no man. That's the sixth husband. So you ain't using your five senses. So look at Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bathe yourself five times in the river, and you'll be pure. Well, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, some of y'all can bathe yourself a thousand times, and you will not come pure. I understand by my Christians, because I made a statement that I introduced. Sister Amira Tajuddin says she got baptized almost five times. Everywhere she moved, she got baptized. But now I understand it, because my Christians always educate me. They say the reason why you got to get baptized when you move, because that church, you got to pay allegiance to them. You got to pay your tithe to them, so you ain't a part of that church unless they baptize you. How do a little girl knows that? All she was doing is saying, I'm getting baptized. No, you got to say the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and this church is who I pay my tithes to. It's like being in the Godfather. You got to take an oath. It's like being in the Masons. You got to take an oath. They don't care how old you are. You got to say, I'm going to pay my tithes in this church. You go to another church, you got to do the same thing. You go to another church, you got to do the same thing. And so forth and so on, or you ain't a part of that church. And if you ain't part of the church, you can come on Sunday, but you better not come to Sunday school. You'll be an outcast. So you got to get baptized. Bathe yourself in the river five times. The river, brothers and sisters, represents knowledge. And the reason the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, used five times, because if you use your five senses like a river flows consistently, repetitiously, it doesn't back up. It continues to go forward. Pure in your soul, in your mind, in your flesh, in your low morals. Now you're in your five senses. And your five senses says, I'm going to take on God's creation, a physical husband. But when you out your damn mind, you don't even think about it because you ain't using your five senses. I ain't say use your 5 degrees. I ain't say use your money. That's not what Scripture is saying. Come out of that physical and get in your right state of mind. We need your women here. But if Satan takes you the opposite way and you take on that sixth husband, now you're out your damn mind. God don't want you to submit to me. Who the hell are we that you got to bow? How is it that you study this religion and Allah said I created you with one soul? One. Well, hell, where's my other soul? It's split. Kindergarten, what I just told you. That's kindergarten. Did I take you back to kindergarten? So let's bring you to the PhD. Now put that PhD aside, and I'm going to bring you to the source of all knowledge. Community is man and woman. Allah is asking us to come together as one community, one soul. Allah is asking us to come together collectively and serve Him. Welcome you workers. That's in the Holy Quran. Who you work for? The political system, who you work for? The education system, who do you work for? Your own business, and you gave up on God? Come, you all workers. Come, you all, not by yourself. Allah will not accept you by yourself. You come in this world collectively. When you came out that womb, there was someone else here. Your mother, your father. All right, your father wasn't there. But the nurses was there. Your aunts and uncles was there. Since you want to get technical, you come in here to a community. Come, you all workers, to paradise. I was going to set us all in paradise as one. One Lord. The Lord of all system of knowledge. And you thought it was the education. Brothers and sisters, go down in the deep sea and you will see things flying around there you didn't even know exist. It's so deep down there that they had to build machinery to get down there. Because no man can swim that deep. That's life down there. Isn't that amazing? Go in the woods. There is a forest that the trees are so tall. It's so deep down there. It's about 300 miles. No, not that dog. I said half a mile tall. How do they get down there? They got to fly in on a helicopter and try their best to get down there to see where life is down there. No man is down there. No one lives down there. But they got these big trees, these tall trees, and it looks like a rose garden. In so many years, you got to plant a seed so more can grow. Who's doing it? Let's look at it. There's an animal. And he climbs up the tree. That big, tall tree. 100 yards tall. Likes to lick on this. Look like a piece of wood. Tastes good. And he bites into it as a nut. So he gets about 25 nuts. Goes back up and get time. He wait till he gets about 25. He takes it because ordered another tree to be able to grow from the earth, you got to go at least 50 yards away from a tree. He plants the nuts in the ground for a rainy day. He eats all his nuts but one. Either he knows this, I'm quite sure Allah wills this, he leaves that one nut and a tree grows. Allah doesn't need man. He uses his creativity, his animals that he creates, works for him. We can go on and on and on about the Lord of all system of knowledge. You still don't know how you get rain. Scientists try to tell you, but it comes from the earth, the mud, dirt, waste, and Allah brings it up from the sun, draws it up. Sun just don't come out. How do you think the plants grow? The vegetables grow? How do you think you grow? They tell you need some sunshine. So it draws the rain up. Then Allah purifies it. Allah tells his angels to purify and set it back down to my human beings. Here you don't want to have the angels with you. Yeah, you don't want the angel with you because you're doing wrong. What's in the light, in the dark, will come to light. Yes, we are in dark ages in our mind. Muhammad the Prophet was in the tunnel, the caves. What's in the cave? Nothing. Well, what cave was he in? Mount Everest? What cave? In your mind is a cave. But an explosion took place in his mind. Cave now enlightening. It wasn't called that for Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they exploded like a fire, but it didn't burn him. But it was explosion, the light came on. That's why they call enlightening. He was enlightened. Revelation had came to him. And some of y'all go in caves. You got brothers in the East, go up in a cave. They want to be like Muhammad the Prophet. And waiting for the angel Jabir to come to them. Oh, we thank Allah for Imam Waladeen Muhammad. And Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last words he said to his followers, Allah said, tell him, Muhammad, that you are a mortal human being just like them. And today you worship him as if Allah sent us a God. So he gives you men like Imam Waruddin Muhammad that brought us this knowledge to clear up that which has been given to us for hundreds of years, the confusion. He said, Murad, they're going to tell you that you sound like me. Tell them, I am Imam Waladeen Muhammad. Your flesh is like my flesh. Your soul is my soul. Your spirit is my spirit. And we got the same nature. Get behind me, Satan. And he said it to all of us. So you'll never think that he was some spectacular individual. Everybody that listens to the tafsir of Imam Waladeen Muhammad is in you. That's all he's saying. That's all Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying. What's in me is in you. That's what Jesus said to his followers. The Father is in me just like is in you. So we got off the wrong track, brothers and sisters. And we don't want to accept that Allah would send one from amongst us. Well, I'm here to change that. It's Allah. Yes, I had other things to tell you, but I believe I got most of it in. And these things come to me when I say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But I thank you for tuning in. I know you all have other things to do, but if you don't wasn't on the radio and listen to me, you can go to the library and put in New Africa, Rock Talk Radio, New Africa, excellent, Mirage Speaks, and you can hear all these broadcasts. If I said anything to hurt you, I apologize. I pray to Allah for forgiveness. If I said anything that was wrong or split any verb, I'm human. But if I did anything to raise you up in your soul and your spirit to want something out of life, give that credit to Allah. I greet you in the Arabic language from Adam to Muhammad. May the peace and blessings be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for listening.